Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Alocha Rabbi Yechem Ben Nuri. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, Alocha is like Rabbi Yechem Ben Nuri, that he gets 2,000 amos. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, so Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Beferish Shmei Alocha, Imekaldo Shmei Alocha, do you hear these words explicitly from Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi? Or did you derive it from other things that he had said that would indicate that he held like Rabbi Yechem Ben Nuri? Which way did you hear it? I heard it explicitly. Someone says, "My klola." What other statement did Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi say, which would indicate that he holds like Rabbi Yechem Ben Nuri? Dama Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. We have Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi that he said halacha kedibri hamekel be'eriv. And when it comes to halachas of Erev, and Rashi says that includes halachas of Tchum, so we pass on like the Mekel. Okay, so more says, so that was a statement that Rabbi Shimon Levi said independent of this discussion, and we could derive this halacha, the halachas like Rebbe Chaim Anuri, from that other statement. So more says, okay, so then what do you need both statements for? If you tell me that he said it beferish, it means he said two different things, why do you need both? So why do we need both? Someone, Rebzeir himself, who asked the question, did you say it beferish or meklalo? Tzrich, he said you need both. The Eshmin and Halacha Kerbech Menuri, we just say the Halacha Kerbech Menuri alone, Habamina, Bein Lekula, Ubein Lechumra. So Kerbech Menuri said a Kula and a Chumra. He said the Halacha is that the person gets 2,000 amas. He also said that Chefse Hefker Kerbech and Shvisa. So we'd say Lachos Lachirech Menuri, we would take that to mean in both statements that he said, the Lachos Lachirech Menuri, and therefore Chefse Hefker Kod and Shvisa Kamash Malon Halacha Kedibri Mekel Be'eriv. We only pass on him in the cooler part of what he said. We'll get that in a second, how that works. Someone says, okay, fine. V'leim Halacha Kedibri Mekel Be'eriv alone. Why did he feel a need to say explicitly Halacha Kedibri Menuri? Just say Halacha Kedibri Mekel Be'eriv, and that's it. My answer is Itzrich. I need him to tell me, even after he told me Halacha Kedibri Mekel Be'eriv, that we pass on like the Mekel when it comes to Erev in issues. Even after that is true, I still need him to tell me the Halacha Kedibri Menuri. Why? So that the Chamina Hani Mili Yochid B'Mokim Yochid. Two individual people are arguing, or Rabin b'mokim Rabin, or Rabin against the Rabin. We pass on like the Mekel. I would have said Yochid b'mokim Rabin. Our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yochid b'mokim against the Chachamim, so it's Yochid against the Rabin. I would not have known you pass on like the Mekel in that situation. Ema loy. I would say you do not say Halacha Kedibri Mekel Be'eriv. Therefore. Besides saying Halacha Kedibri Mekel Be'eriv, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi also had to say Halacha Kedibri Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now, so, which means that it comes out that we're saying that we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri when it comes to a person, they get 2,000 amas. We do not pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And that which he says, Chefse Hefker Kod and Shvisa. So that's a tart that the Chodat is steer and psak. If you hold that a person gets Shvisa, it means you're telling me that because Chefse Hefker Kod and Shvisa. So how can you pass in Kalim? So that's what it says, Gosh. So as it says, we're going to have to pass like a Rebbe Menuri Velo Mitameh. Because the more before said in arguments, how we can differentiate between Adam and Kalim. Right? So that's what we're going to do. So really, what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying is a phenomenal Chiddush then. Because we have a rule of Halacha Kedibri Mekel Be'eriv, and we have a way to, even the more proved that Rebbe Menuri's argument was because Chefse Hefker Kod and Shvisa, it wasn't because of this other reason. So there's no Tana who says this argument with the Gemara before. We're going to say it in order to be Mekayim these two halachas. That's what Tosfos learns. Tosfos doesn't even say it's a Chiddush. Like, that's one of the answers. It's the story of Halacha. The Gemara says if he'd be awake, he'd be Kod and Shvisa. That's what we're passing. So really it means. We're going to find a way to Mekayim the cooler element of both Tanoim, if possible, even if it means we're going to have to take a Sora, which possibly neither one of the Tanoim held. I mean, it's a phenomenal Kiddush, and Tosha just says it like this. Like, you know, I've had this problem with the Tosha's for a while.
Now, how far does that extend? I mean, so let's say you have nowadays some crime. I mean, take, I don't know, the Erev situation in New York, right? So you say, we pass in coin to the court, or is this just
in general the cloud? One of these looking the Michael Erev, well. The simple reading of it in the Gemara means it's in any, he was applying it to Mochokos, which applied in the Gemara. He's saying that's the rule. Whether that extends beyond that, he's saying that any Mochokos. So I mean, you know, I would have, you know, my number A has five solid rise from the Gemara, and the Shalosh was B has one weak raya. So you know, well, he's Mekel. Yeah, but he's right, you know.
Well, but I mean, if he's a, you know, Gadol, I mean, he's
right. But part of the Dinei Pesach is that, you know, when you go through a sugya, if you come out the way it seems, one of the sheet that seems to be compelling, you're mechuyav to go with it. Assuming that the person who's passing is a Megillah or Hara, that's part of his Zacharias, is to go through the sugya and be mechuyav the way he sees it.
Right, I mean, particularly if the one who is passing Lekula saw, you know, it was Basrai, I mean, saw the other point of view. And
no, I'm saying the Posek was passing
right
now.
No, I understand. Right. But I'm saying even if you had the one who's more, it might make a difference, Lachara, if the person who is the original Posek who is Mekel saw the other point of view, the rayas from the other person.
True. I mean, it's interesting. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this quote. But the Maisa, some of the Shulchan uses, you know, brings this quote, but did quote it.
Why would you assume that they wouldn't see each other's views?
Yeah, difference in time.
The different location. Cities, different locations, different places. So the Russia wrote a tshuva sitting in Russia didn't mean he knew that, you know, somebody in Hungary is writing a tshuva opposite of him. He doesn't know the person existed.
Communications that we have.
Right. Okay. So, but what's interesting is the Gemara is going to bring a different member of halacha, the Rebbe Mekel Ba'ovel, that is brought in halacha. Mishabura quotes Halachas Dibur Mekel Be'erev, but that itself is also shallow. When it says Be'erev, what does it apply to? Okay. So that's what that was Reb Zera's explanation why we need Reb Shulman Levi to tell me Halachas Dibur Mekel Be'erev, and also to tell me Halachas Dibur Mekel Manuri, is because both are necessary. Somebody Rabbi Labai. So I guess Rabbi Labai were discussing this statement that Reb Zera said. That Reb Zera felt it was necessary, even in the case of Yochid, but Mokum Rabbim, to point out that we pass like the Mako. He says, so Rabbi says, I don't see the Chiddush, Michti, Ervin, Drabonim, Mali Yochid, but Mokum Yochid, or Mali Yochid, but Mokum Rabbim, assuming that it was a bona fide position. So even though it's a Yachad against the Rabbim, since it's the Rabbanan, we don't have a final psak, we can go with the more lenient opinion. Some of the Rapapa, the Rabba, Rapapa was a Talmud Muvak of Rava. So Rapapa said to his Rebbe, Rava, would be Rabbanan lo shanilan ben Yachid, b'mokim Yachid, l'mokim b'mokim Rabbim, that you're saying when it comes to the Rabbanans, we don't differentiate, we follow like the opinion. There's no difference between a Yachid against a Rabbim or versus a Yachid. I mean, that's not true. What's an on? So we learned the following Mishnah. So this is a sugya nida. So the first Mishnah nida tells me the following halacha. So a woman, the halacha is for a woman to become tamei with dam nida. So the tumah of the dam nida happens when the Tom leaves the uterus of the woman, even though it has not left her body. So it hasn't physically, it's still inside of the body. But once it leaves from the uterus, out from the rechem, out to the other parts of the body, she's ready to mate. It then takes some time from to go from there until it actually comes out of the body. So a woman finds Dom. So we have to be concerned that she had ready, when one actually finds the Dom come out of her body, it was already there beforehand, so she's Tameyah. So any Taharas that she was involved in, Truma or Kalim or whatever it might be that she was involved in, the Khar should be Tameyah. So how far back do we go? So the Mishnah brings a three-way Machloikas between Hillel, not Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai, but Hillel and Shammai. And the third opinion, which we don't pass on Hillel or Shammai, we pass on the third opinion. And all three Machloikas in Hillel and Shammai, which are recorded in Shas, which are their own Machloikas besides the Machloikas of Smicha, we don't pass on either of them. In all three cases. This is fascinating. So, how far back do we go? So Shammai says, Dayashait, you know, it's good enough to say, right, you found it now, it's Tamei now. She had a Cheses Tahara until now, we didn't know about it, so we assume everything was Tor. Hillel says, no, you can't do that. Right? It's very possible there was Dam beforehand. So how far back do you go? You go back to the last time the woman checked herself. Be it 5 days ago, be it 3 days ago, whatever it is, that's less. You know she was Tahara then, she checked herself. You don't know what's been since then, she's Tamei. The Chum came along and said, no, that we don't go back that far. We go back 24 hours. The woman found Dom at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We have to be concerned that she already had seen, the Dom already had made her Tameya 24 hours prior, unless she checked herself and she saw that she was clean. So she checked herself in the morning, so we have to assume Tuma from after the checking until this point in time. So it's either Me'es La'es, 24 hours beforehand, or Be'kita La'Bekita, from the last time she checked herself. That's all talking about women, which it's normal for them to see. But a woman which has a total cheskas tahara, she doesn't normally see a katana. Katana, even though the halacha of a katana could become tameya benita, because I'll say even a katana is a day old can become tameya benita, which actually physically can happen due to the hormones of the mother, which the child absorbs. But the halacha is that we assume that generally katana doesn't see. So if a child katana sees, we don't take this tumah drabba back. This tumah drabba, because the rice of this cheskas tahara. So a woman which is regular to see, Chazal made this felt the need to do this. A woman who wasn't regular to see, so the Mishnah gives four examples of women which are regular don't see. Is a woman who's a muberis, a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's a manika, she's nursing, a katana, and a skena. So all these four women are dayashaita. That's good enough. The time they found the dam, that the tamei, they're not tamei retroactive. Okay. So now, what makes a woman a right to be dayashaita. So what makes a woman a skena? So the Chachamim say a woman who's getting different opinions in the Gemara. For one opinion, it says if a woman gets elderly, she moving towards what we call nowadays middle age, right? And three of her regular, she has a regular period, and three times it doesn't happen. She misses her period for three times. It's indicating the body is no longer really seeing. That point in time afterwards, she's dayashaita. But let's say a woman who's younger has that happen. That doesn't change her status. Rabbi Eliezer says even a woman who's younger who has that happen, it changes her status. A woman has three periods. If she misses her period three times, it indicates the body right now is not whatever reason, is not producing dam, and she's dayashaita.
What's the cutoff age?
For the chachamim? The more it brings different pshatim. Yeah. One percent, the more says that they call her ima lefanao. They call her Bubby to her face, and she's and she's not her grandchildren, but right. Somebody in the street says, grandma, how are you? Yeah. So a woman's 95. You see, she says, oh, that's she takes it as a compliment. My woman's younger, so. If you'd call him a fanava and she's not embarrassed, that's the cutoff age. Okay. So here's the story. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, it should be Rabbi Eliezer. Omer called Isha Shavar Le'a Shalish Arnus. 3 periods have passed. Daya Shaita. she is not. She's no longer concerned that she saw that retroactively that there was da.
What's da mean?
Da is sufficient. Sufficient the time that she found it. There's no need to go back retroactively. V'tanya, on that Mishnah, we learned the following story. Maisa, v'asa Rebbe ki Rebbe Elazar, Shabir Rebbe Eliezer. The Bach says that the change in the gears applies throughout the Yom. Okay? So, that Rebbe, Paschal, like Rebbe Eliezer, l'achar shenizker, after he realized what he had done, Amr Kadayu Rabbi Eliezer Lismachalab Bashasatchak. In the case of necessity, I'm not going to retract my decision, and I'm going to Paschal. There was she'd have been involved in X amount of taharas during that 24 hour period prior to finding it, and he Paschal that those things are tahara, because this woman had three yardas that passed without dam, so she's a daya shaita.
What does it mean,
lachash? So that's the more I was going to say. My lachash. What does it mean, lachash? So what was the story? Ilema, if the story was lachash nizkar, after he realized, Dana lachash kribliyaz, we don't pass him like kribliyaz. El kribon, we pass like the rabban. So b'shas al-chak, hechi avid kibosei. If there was a conclusive halachic decision, that's it. So you can't say b'shas al-chak. Rashi says b'shas al-chak was a time of Betzaris, it was a time of famine, and we're talking about Taharis, we're talking about food over here. So being with Tamei of the food means a person couldn't use the food. That, we're not going to do that. We'll rely, but again, that's only if there was a conclusive decision against Rabbi Eliezer, you can't do that. Ella, but what was the Nisker? Ella, the case was, there was never a final decision. They did not come to Minyan, they did not made a final decision. Well, there's once the Bez and the Hagadol, which still existed in the time of Rebbe, they had a sitting Sanhedrin. He was, you know, he presided over Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin would come to a final count and make a psak, that was it. That's the decision. So you can't say b'shas l'tzak yourself with another opinion.
So
that wasn't the case.
But in general, I mean, we have some notion, right, that we take Shas HaTachak into account.
True.
Is that because?
Because we're correct. There never was a final decision. So, Ella, what does it mean? So what did he remember? What was Lachash and Izker? So Lachash and Izker means he remembered the Lav Yochid Poligale, El Rabin Poligale. At first he was thinking of Eliezer, and the other opinion is two Yechidim, say Pasuk like Eliezer. And he says, no, one second. The one who argues on Eliezer wasn't the Yochid, it was a Rabbin. Therefore, we have a Kalal, Yochid Rabbin, Lachash and Rabbin. But the Kalal is not definitive the way a final count is in Sanhedrin. It's a way to deal with, you know, it's a Kalal himself. There are exceptions.
It's a heuristic.
Correct. So therefore, Omer Kedai, Rabbi Eliezer, at least with Allah B'Shas Al-Khak. So Rabbi Eliezer, his opinion is significant enough that B'Shas Al-Khak, I do not need to retract what I said. But you see that way Rav Papa is understanding this price. The Rebbe did differentiate by a derabbanan, because the whole thing of Tumas Meis Leis the Mafreya is all derabbanan. He differentiated between a yachid versus yachid and yachid versus a rabbi, not like you, Rav, were suggesting. Rav Papa. Okay. Now, so the Mor is going to ask a similar question. In regards to another type of question on Rava, the same thing that we see by the Rabbanans, we differentiate between Yachid and Rabim. Right? So let's see Rashi. We're holding on the third line from the top. Befer Shmili, Rabbi Shuban Levi. So Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi, did you hear Rabbi Shuban Levi say this explicitly? Omiklola, or did you derive it from something else? the Shmuel Chominei Milsach Riti, you heard something else from Rishu Ben Levi. But the Yakdamino, the Kibishumi, so you were able to derive and infer from what he had said that he passed like a recommendary. So what happened? So he said, no, I heard it explicitly. Then the more asked Mike Fuller, what exactly did Reb Zeira have in mind? When he asked, there's something in recommendary that Reb Shimon Levi said, which would indicate that he would pass like a recommendary over here. Mike Fuller, Meza Klal Hava Sechadait Meikoro. What rule or what statement did the more think as contemplate the Shemata Levi, the Rishu Ben Levi, the name Milsa, the Nivik Lomino, that Rishu Ben Levi had said, which would be a valid source to infer that we pass on the Kibbutz recommendary. What was that? So, because Rishu Ben Levi said an important rule, Halacha could be Mekel, but Erev, we pass on like the Mekel when it comes to issues of Erev, B'chol Mishpat, of anything to do with Erev, but Tchumen, Mechel's Erev, and Tchumen also goes under that umbrella. So this is a Shalom Tchum, that's not a Shalom Erev. But that all goes under the umbrella of the Lachos of Kedivri Mekel Be'erev. So Morris says, so just, what are you both statements for? No, he said it before, so what are you both for? Because if I would tell you Lachos Kedivri Ben Nuri alone, just that, I would say we pass Kedivri Ben Nuri, both in the Kula element of what he said, and both in the Chumra element, Ben the Kula. Again, Adam Yoshein, a person who's sleeping, the Lakana Shmisa or Nafik Mindalanabas. So the Chama say he's not kind of Shmisa, he can't move more than Dalanabas. Zakhtar Bishu, Zakhtar Biachamanuri, no. Even though he's sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, he gets Tchum, gets 2,000 Abbas. That's the Kula. But he also said a Chumra. Because according to him, not only is it true by a person, it's true by a Kaili. Kagan Kli Hafker. If you tell me that the keli gets shvisa, so also lalichan lamakim she'irav ze hamoitzit. So I, who found it, am able to travel beyond 2,000 amos from this item, but the item can't go according to Rechem Anuri because the item got shvisa, and it got its spot of getting a shot. Ella Alpaim only gets 2,000 amas from the Isla Lucharuch. Get 2,000 amas from the Kaila, get 2,000 amas from its spot. So that's the Chumra Rechem and Nuri. The Chumra say that Kailim don't get Shvisa and sleeping people don't get Shvisa. So Kamashal and Kadibri Mekel, we pass like the Mekel part, but it's Be'odim, who the Echazakuba say, when it comes to sleeping people, we pass like Rechem and Nuri and they get Tchum. The Kim and the Neir, Kona, Yashanami Kona. So here's Rashi really. Tosfos points out that Rashi really said his words. Tosfos just says it more explicitly. That the reason why you're passing like you're Rechem Anuri is not because of the logic that someone just Hefker gets Shemisa, because then Kalem Mel should also get Shemisa. You're passing like you're Rechem Anuri based on the Swara before. Based on the Swara before. On Memhema Beis, that since had he been awake, he would get Shemisa. Given the Nair Kana, Yashanami Kana. Of the Kalim, less of the Kabase, but it comes to Kalim, we don't pass the Rechem and Nuri. And the Kalim do not get Shvisa. And therefore, the Chumahot, you find the Kali, and you're kind of, it gets your Tchum. It has no limitations. Now, the more sisters just. Chumahot, Kalim of Chehefka do not get Shvisa. Now, so just tell me the Lacha Kedibri Mekel, and don't tell me Lacha Lacha Rechem and Nuri. The more says, if you just tell me Lacha Kedibri Mekel, I would say it's only a Yachid versus a Yachid, or a Rabban versus a Rabban, we pass on like the Mekel. But a Yachid against the Rabban, we don't. And Rabbi Yachim is arguing on a Rabban over here. So you need to tell me explicitly we pass like Rechem and Nuri. Rabbi Yachim, Rabbi Rabban, Rabbi Yachim and Nuri, the Polig Rabban and Lay, Ema Les Hilz of Kavose. The Morris says, so then Rabbah said, it's the Rabbanans. No difference in Yachid versus Rabban, Yachid versus Yachid, I don't see the difference. So Papa said, what do you mean? Rabbi Yazir Kassina. Called Isha Shabra Le Sholosh Arnas. The Hainot Tzadi Yom, which means we understand the priest's Nida is Mishloshim Yom, Mishloshim Yom. We give what was woman called, we call the Unabainan is the normal assumption the woman sees every 30 days. So if 90 days have passed and a woman has not seen, So Rabbi Eliezer says, "V'chol isha shor over le'ar tishim yarim b'le rosso nistalko demel." The more lashon is, these women have a cheses misolekas damim, that their dam is not has been removed. Literally, it means right now she's not producing dam in that area. V'mrosso achar ikenim, she then sees again. I mean, hashdu the rosso dam v'loy matimin shetarish and he's asked by handam afrei. We said that the dam just came now. And we don't say that any taras that she was involved with retroactively become tameh, kashar noshim, like other women, should the mei and mitsuyan, that they're common to have dam. Shematama is taras me'eis le'eis. They retroactively make any taras they were involved in for 24 hours prior to finding dam. Can I remember myself this needle? Maybe the sides held the dam for a period of time. We also learned that once a dam leaves the inner part of the body to the outer part of the body, even though it has not left the body, it she's ready to make it. So that's really yes. Upliki rabbanu le rabbanu argue and say v'amri de'ena sukkas gimel oynas siluk el lizkena shavur le'al gimel oynas. An elderly woman who has had three 90 days without seeing dam, we say she has a cheskes misulekas damim. And she finds dam, we do not say she's tameya mirabonan retroactively for 24 hours, and any truma that she touched or any hectares that she touched is tame. We don't say that. By his kena, I will be yolada, but a younger woman, lo, you don't say that. So, he said, "Alach Rabbi Eliezer, v'tir af v'yolada shavur le'ah shalosh shanos." Even when the woman was young, since 90 days had passed, he passed, and the taharis which she touched are tor. Achash nizker, mashal the nizker d'alav shaparabit. He realized that he did something. He passed not properly. He said, "You know what? Shasat chak shnei b'tzaras haba. It was a time of famine." Ika hefse taharis, and losing taharis at that point in time of foodstuffs is not either to get either food or let's say it was a keli which was used for food, so it would affect the food. So it's not, he was some kind of mishas atak. Now, Tosfos has a problem with this Pshat and Rashi because the Chum do agree to a case of If there's a general famine issue, the Chumrah would also be makel and lift the issue of tuma retroactively 24 hours. Because it's really very hard for a woman to be careful with that. Like, what do you want her to do? She doesn't know that she's going to see dam 24 hours from now, necessarily. So some women have indications in their body that they're going to be... she doesn't necessarily realize. Tosfos says the case was that this was a specific instance where this woman had been involved in a lot of taharis. So passing that she's tameya would have thrown out a lot of taharis, so that will be seven b'shasat chak. So what does the shasat chak mean? My mission is Ilay men nisker the itmer p'tayo halacha krov, and we made a final decision. We passed it to chachamim. Shanasa ma'isa lohayu zocher, when he passed and he forgot that did. Now he remembered. My lawyer, how could he not? How could he not retract? Ella must be high. The lawyer had the reason why he didn't retract. There never was a final decision. So then, what he realized? What is he realizing? My nisker. Lachar shenisker. The rabbin pligi ole. He realized it was not a yachid versus a yachid. It was a yachid versus a rabbin. To have the mevet kiram. He should have passed like the rabbin. Then he said, "Amar Kadai, who Rabbi Eliezer, Lisa Chalav b'Shasat Chak, Beloya Hadarov." They did not take away retract his decision because of Rabbi Eliezer's, status, whatever. But you see that Chalav b'Shasat Chak, we're not for the Shasat Chak element. Loy, he would not have passed him like Rabbi Eliezer against the Chachamim, even though we have not decided Rabbi Eliezer is wrong. But since it's a Yachid versus the Rabbi, we pass like the Rabbi, even though it's the Rabbanan. Alma, Avagat, the Meisleis Gzerid Rabbanan, he born the Mebbe, Karabbi, he might Rabbanan, you have to pass like the Rabbi. So Rava, the more finds Rava's opinion that by Rabbanan, you don't have to pass like the Rabbi, is wrong, that's Rapapa's Kash. So Masharshi is going to ask a similar question. Back in the Gemara. Amale Rav Masharshi el Rav. So Masharshi asked Rav also, you're telling me. Amale Rav Nachum Yitzchak, something said Rav Nachum Yitzchak asked Rav, the Rav. You're saying that the Rabbanon's Yachid, no difference. Is that really? But Tanya, we learn the following braisa. This is Loch of Ovel. So if a person finds out that one of his seven relatives passed away, so we differentiate in the Loch between a Shmua Kriva and a Shmua Rechaika. Shmua Kriva means a person was informed about it close to the time of death. So when the person finds out, even though it's not immediately after the death, they have the regular law of keeping 7 days and 30 days. So the person finds out 2 weeks later, his communication was limited, he lived very far away. 2 weeks later, somebody tells him, you know, that his lawyer Leno, his father passed away, so he has to sit 7 days, and then 30 days of shlosh. If a person finds out much later, it's called a shmur rechaika. The law is it's noeg one day, and one day means we have a rule by a veilus, mixa yom kekuloi, like the 7 day shiva. The person gets up from shiva in the morning, so he gets 1 hour. The law is a person hears a shmur rechaika, he only hears about it much later. He sits a veilus, what we call shiva, for 1 hour. Okay, so that's the price. Shmur kroiva nehega shiva v'shloisha. Person hears about it probably close to the time of the death. There's a law of 7 and 30. Rechaika is one day. Now, so that's important to know what's called close and what's called far. Okay? So we said this. Besach shloshim kriva. If within the first 30 days after the time of the patira, the person hears about it, he's noeg 7 days and then 30 days from that point onwards. Lachar shloshim rechaika. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, we paskin that after 30 days, it's called shmur rechaika. The Brisa says, achas shmur kriva, achas shmur rechaika, nehega shiva v'shloshim. There's no difference between kriva and rechaika. The person hears about it. The Meister, I'm sorry for left Frankfurt and he was far away. He actually had a dream the night his father was nifter. When his Rebbe Nosson Adler was nifter, like he was noeg aveilus, but he only heard about it after 30 days. Rabbi Muvik. So it was a shmur rechaika. Vamar Rabbi Baruchan Omer Riyachim. Come welcome Shatam Moitzah Yochid Mekel Rabbi Machmirim Halacha Kedivrei Machmirim Hamarubim Chutz Mizu. The general rule is you pass like the Yochid versus the Rabbi. The Rabbi versus the Yochid. Except for over here, Shav Misha Rabbi Kiva Mekel Rabbi Machmirim. Even though Rabbi Kiva is the Mekel. We pass like Rabbi Kiva because Rabbi Bechana is and Rabbi Yechon are going. So look, Shmuel, Damer Shmuel, Halachah Kedivrei Mekel be'Ovel. That there was the Rabbi Yechon's point, which fortune point over here, when he said except over here, it doesn't mean this specific halacha of Avelis. I mean, any halacha of Avelis, you'll pass on like a yachid versus a rabbi. A bona fide yachid. Because we have a rule, halacha kedivrei mekel be'ovel. But what do you see? Even though Avelis is the rabbana, the whole thing is the rabbana. Avelis hu da akilo bar rabbana. Al va'alma filo bi rabbana, shani ben yachid, b'mokim yachid, ben yachid, b'mokim rabbi. So you see clearly from this statement of Rabbi Yechon and Uri, the Amar Rabbi Yechon, that clearly he's divergent between a Yachid versus a Rabbi, and Yachid versus a Yachid, not like you, Rabbi. So Rashi, the Hegah Shiva, which is relevant, the Rechitza person can't wash himself, the Tachbos is they can't wash their clothing, the Shloshim is the Gair, the Tesperis, they can't get a haircut, Well, the giyutz, and giyutz was some type of ironing, which is a fancy type of pressing the clothing, more than just washing it. From the time you heard about it. Now, our minig, this is the din of the Gemara. Our minig Ashkenazim is to extend many of the lachas of Shiva till Shloshim. The lach of Rechitza and Techboises apply all for a novel all 30 days. With certain coolers, but the same. But the general concept applies. With some of the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel that halacha gedibre mekel be'ovel. Fascinating Tosfos over here. Tosfos says that this rule halacha gedibre mekel be'ovel means even though avelus yom rishon is the raisa, this rule applies even on avelus yom rishon. Now that someone is a machloek is whether the rice is right or not, but Tosis is assuming that it is. Tosis says this applies even on avelus yom rishon. He says, and I have a diak from the Gemara before, because the flow of the Gemara is more so halacha dibur meikul be'eriv that Rav Shimon Levi said. So the Gemara only has this whole discussion if there's a need to say halacha kibriyachem benuri. Where Rav is asking, since it's the Rabbanan. But on a deraisa level, I mean, somewhat you need to tell me that. And the Morris said, what reason why you need to tell me that? Because it's a Yachid versus a rabbi. Well, had it been a deraisa, Yachid versus a Yachid, you'd be Mekel? Apparently, yes. So, even when it comes to issues that of Eruv, which had they been the Rices, that it would still be we'd pass on like the maker. Okay, so that's the more second question on Rava. So we have the first question was Rapapa, and the second question was Rasharshia or Rabrachan Bar Yitzchak. Now, the more presented a reason why we need to say both statements of Rav Shub and Levi. A, we pass like Rabrachan Manuri, that a person who's sleeping gets 2,000 amas, and B, we pass like the Mekel Ba'ovel, Be'eriv, the more gave a reason. Now the more is going to go back and try a different reason. Rav Papa himself says, remember, Itzrich, I can tell you why you need both statements of Rav Shub and Levi. Because Sochadat de Chamina, if I would have just had Rav Shub and Levi say, quote, Halacha Kadirei Amekel Be'eruv, I wouldn't know that it applies to Tum. I would say Sochadat Gamina Hani Mili Beruvi Chatzeris. Issues of when it comes to caring in a chotzer which are all the rabbanans. This whole concept of the issur of caring in something which is a reshuzal yachid deraisa, it's all the rabbanans. Aberuvi Tchumen becomes Eruvi Tchumen. I would say that you don't pass like the Mekel. Therefore, Tzrich, I need to tell me the Lach is like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, by the case of Tchum, that we pass on like the Mekel over here also. Where do I get this from? When we know from where Tamer, can you say the Shanilon ben Arubi Chatzer is the Rubi Tchum, and that we deal with the two of them differently? Ditnan, we'll have a mission later on, which says that the discussion over there is, can I make an Aruve Chatzeris for a person, put him into the Aruve, so they used to make Aruve Chatzeris, they used to use Mekel, everybody used to contribute some bread to the communal pot, and then they had enough bread to make an Aruve Chatzeris. So and they didn't have to do a Kenyan, because everybody contributed. The whole pot, it should be a communal meal, so everybody contributes to the meals, that's enough. So they come knocking on the door Erev Shabbos, and the Balabas is not home, or they're sleeping, whatever it is, and somebody wants to take the bread of the Balabas and contribute to the Eruv Chatzeres, even though it's not Ladaita. So the mission says you can, with discussion later on, how it works, what you can do, what you can't do, we say you can do it. I say that which you cannot do midaita is beruvit chumen. A beruvit chaser is marvin bein ladas bein shalom ladas. You could do it even without his knowledge. Shazachon lodim shalom befonav vein chum lodim ela befonav. But you can't do by Reuven Chet Chumen, because when you give him 2,000 amas on side A of the city, two more 1,000 amas, you lose 2,000 amas on side B. They're making a Reuven Chumen. So you see the difference in the Reuven Chumen and Reuven Chet Seris. So Tosfos says, I don't get it. All you see from over here is because of this calculation of not because Tchumen and Chatzar are more Chomer and less Chomer, it's because over here there's a specific argument that he's losing something. Chazeres, what does he lose? He gains being able to carry in the Chatzar, and if you don't contribute, he doesn't gain be able to, nobody can carry in the Chatzar. So, what's Hatzar for that? You know, Tsaris, right? So it's a schus. All this is a schus. There's no Chayv. Ruvit Tchumen, you're losing, you're actually losing something. So that was what the Mishnah said. So the more is bringing it as a makor that we're more makor by tchum and we are by chotzer, and I wouldn't know that when we say alocha kli remekel that applies to tchum also. What's the right from here? That's why it says kash. As it says that even though the Mishnah gave that reason, the way it's presented in Halacha, we do not differentiate whether this specific person clearly wanted to, he needed to go somewhere, it was very important to him, so the benefit outweighed the loss, and vice versa, the case of the Chatzar, where a person might want to join a different Chatzar or something like that, and we don't differentiate. We say, once you contributed, even though it's a Shikol Chai. And by the Tchumen, even though it's great for you, no, it doesn't work. So it became a general rule. And the more is assuming the reason behind the general rule is because the general we're more machmer by tchum than we are by chutz. So you see that we're more machmer. Okay.